Meat processing capacity falls sharply. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. The U.S. meat industry is struggling to keep its processing plants open because workers are sick with COVID-19. American Farm Bureau's Chad Smith has more.
During the past few months, several American meat processing facilities have shut down because workers became infected with coronavirus. Michael Nepview is an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. He says worker safety amid COVID-19 is a big concern within the industry.
So far, we know it's been well over 20 facilities have closed down. In some cases, those closures are due to outbreaks within the facilities among the workers. And in other cases, it's already a struggle to keep labor in these plants. And when workers are afraid of getting sick or have vulnerable populations living with them at home, it makes them think twice about coming into the plant.
It's hard to nail down exactly how the processing capacity has been affected by the shutdowns, but Nepview says it's not been a positive impact.
Pork processing capacity has been reduced by as much as 20%. At a certain time, and beef processing capacity has been reduced by as much as 10%, and that's just from the plants that have had to close down. More difficult to quantify is the reduction in capacity that occurs as plants slow their line speeds in order to implement social distancing within their facilities.
The lower processing capacity has had a significant negative impact on slaughter numbers since the pandemic started to spread in the United States.
Cattle slaughter has declined by 32% from its March high and 27% below the same week last year. Before the spread of COVID-19, we were expecting a record year for beef and pork production, so that's a pretty drastic drop. Hog slaughter declined to just under 2 million head. That's about a 15% decline from the same week in 2019.
Chad Smith, Washington.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.